Do you hate the East Coast? Do you hate winter for 9 months and endless talk of Tom Brady, the Boston Red Sox, and the New York Knicks? Wait a minute, no one talks about the Knicks. If you hate the East Coast, then join us. Follow us. Become one of us. WST underscore podcast. Western Standard Time. Finally, some West Coast love.
Welcome back to WST Sports. I'm your host, Big Ben. Sitting to my right is Kay Wynn. And today
is a very special day.
Because we're talking about Valentine's Day. The best Hallmark holiday known to man.
The best made up Cupid.
How did Valentine's Day come about?
Hallmark made it up.
Is that real?
I think so.
I mean, what do you really get? I think Valentine's Day is made for elementary kids. Do you remember back in the day?
When you would get those little candy, those little sweet
Smarties.
The sweethearts?
Yeah, you would. Oh. There was always two girls or three girls in class where you would give them the ones that were like, hey, babe.
I do remember that.
You XOXO, you'd make sure those landed with those girls.
Write a little note.
And I think back, they probably altered this in elementary. You got to have Valentine's Day in elementary. Because every kid, you put the little mailbox or
you
gotta
make sure every kid
gets a Valentine's Day, right?
The hot girl just comes home with a duffel bag full of Skittles.
You know, she's dating six different guys at the end of the day.
She plays her cards right. Yeah, well, she could have a great Valentine's Day.
Will you be my Valentine?
Well, Johnny gave me a little chocolate rabbit.
I couldn't say no, Mom. I like them all. Valentine's Day to me is one of those days. As you get older, you realize that you probably shouldn't be celebrated. You become the anti-Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
One, because you don't want to get a gift. Because it's tough to get a Valentine. I mean, roses. You send roses.
But every girl in a relationship is going to think, oh, I got roses again. How come he doesn't give me roses more
every
often?
Every day, yeah.
Why is it only February?
Why does he only cook me dinner once a year?
Why don't we go out to eat once a year?
That might be a good expectation. You could flip this. Babe, it's not Valentine's Day. You got to eat leftovers again. There's a can of Hormel chili in the cupboard. Just put some Cheez-Its on top of it. It'll be fine. You could become the anti-Valentine's Day guy.
Good.
That's not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea.
When it comes to sports, though, I mean, what do we have right around Valentine's Day?
Not a whole lot, because the Super Bowl is usually a couple weeks before.
Right.
Baseball hasn't officially started. Spring training is usually, I think, after Valentine's
Day. It is.
So you've got...
like going into March Madness, maybe?
I guess you got maybe conference games.
Conference, yeah.
You got NBA. But that's the point of the time of the season where the NBA is boring.
Yeah.
You know, like it's February.
Right.
Let's get to the playoffs already.
Exactly. And that's Valentine's Day. I mean, it's one of those holidays you just get through, right? Yeah. It's not something you look forward to, but I think you probably get flowers delivered to her work.
I love Valentine's Day, and I love sharing it with...
with... There's a pause there. Do you forget her name?
No, I didn't.
You just don't want to disclose it.
Just don't want to disclose it.
I see. I'm the woman of mystery forever lives on. I would absolutely have to say, though, that...
But what if... It depends on your situation, right? Like, if you're married, if you're engaged, if you're single, if you've been out on a couple dates.
Well,
like,
I think...
what if you've only been out on a couple dates in January and Valentine's Day is coming up?
That's happened to me a few times. Do you really get them something? I think it's...
You go dark until March.
Hey, you get one of those texts like, hey, I haven't heard from you from a week. I'm guessing that it's this isn't working. And it's like, oh, no, I just wanted to skip Valentine's Day. I'm short on funds. I made the wrong bet last Saturday on the Kings-Hawks game.
Super Bowl hit me tough this year.
I'm out. No, we could pick this relationship back up March 1, no problem. Valentine's Day is an enigma to me. I don't have much else on it, to be honest.
What about like awkward dates or awkward situations? Remember when I went on a date in New York and the girl fell asleep?
I often try to fall asleep during this podcast too. It's that bad. Where'd you go?
So it's third date. So I decided, you know what? I'm going to do something nice. So I got these tickets for, it was a Morimoto sushi tasting.
Okay.
Event.
So like a omakase type thing.
Yeah. And if you know Morimoto, it's something I couldn't afford back then, right. And I still can't afford. I'm still paying off my credit card.
You had a Groupon?
So it was uptown, I think it was Upper West, and then we go there, and my date at the time, she said she was going to a happy hour. And so I said, all right, that's fine, I'll just meet you there. And then I meet her there, she's wearing high heels, and she's already wobbling a little bit.
Yep. The standard, I don't know if I like this guy, I'm going to go get wasted with my friends.
Yeah, pretty much.
And she fell asleep.
And then, so I got some food, she fell asleep. The only time she woke up is when I told her Doogie Howser was there. And he was like over the corner. She went and took a picture with him.
And then went back, came back and fell asleep.
In her sashimi. And then we were leaving. And then she's like, are you mad at me? I was like, what do you think?
You didn't eat $50 worth of food.
She's like, I was tired. I was like, well, I'm tired of you.
And?
I didn't say that. I was just, I played it nice. I was like, hey, all right.
And she's still your current girlfriend.
No, she's not.
I could tell you on Valentine's Day, pesos. So in Seattle, pesos becomes Valentine's Day on the other side. If you don't have someone, it's like Halloween, where it enables a woman to be scantily clad and kind of get away with it.
I was going to say with Tinder, it's like Christmas.
Exactly.
You know what? That's probably a game changer now. You just February 14th, you swipe.
You can go aggressive, too. What are you doing tonight?
No, what do you mean? What are you doing this morning? Yeah. Got dates all day long.
Just send roses emojis.
Just smiley face with hearts.
Yeah, exactly. There's a flip side. So there's you can go out and get your significant other. You feel like it's almost forced, right? To your point, you should be doing this every day. Why don't you do this? Why are you just sending me roses on Valentine's Day type thing? The other side is it's like a promiscuous card. Like you are given this get out of jail free card. If you fully want to go out and get laid with a stranger tonight, that is perfectly fine. Why? Because it's Valentine's Day. And that's what happens at pesos. And it's one of those things, if you strike out at pesos, you go to Aussies. And that's a known fact.
But it's a known fact that if you are out with your girlfriends on Valentine's Day, you are single.
Yeah,
and you're
absolutely
out for that intent to find someone, to meet someone, to hook up.
We should go...
To pesos?
Live podcast from pesos. Tell me, what are your intentions tonight?
Whoa. I don't know about Joe there from Renton.
If you're looking to just have the queso tonight, sorry, you're lying. You're looking for something else, my friend. I can see it. There is that condom in your pocket or in your wallet has been wearing a hard ring around it for the last year.
Yeah, and it's not a good look.
Yeah, so there is that. There's the other side of Valentine's Day where you're out on the prowl. Yeah. You're going to get rid of all that angst.
What about breakups? Like, what if you're dating a girl around the holidays? You don't know what's going to happen. And then January comes around. There's got to be some stats.
There is. I bet you it's this. It's you look at it as, is there a month? There's probably going to be, if you were
there's in, never if, a good month to break up.
If you were in it, I will say this. If you were in it through Christmas, you can probably make it through
January.
Well, no, you can make it through Valentine's Day is what I'm saying.
Shortest month of the year.
I think there should be a rule. If you weren't dating during Christmas, if you didn't get her a Christmas present, you don't have to get her a Valentine's Day present.
What if you started dating her and you were just a cheap bastard?
I mean, there's that too. And that's probably a reason you're just starting dating everyone.
But then on the flip side, there's got to be a lot of breakups in March. Made it through Christmas. I don't want to break up with her in January. Valentine's Day's coming up. Let's just end this. February 15th.
How many destroyed roses are there? Just
wow.
Screaming girls throwing the roses on the ground. It's not you, it's me type conversations going on. I mean, there is that. So I would say the rule should be if we're dating and I get you a Christmas present, then you should expect a Valentine's Day present.
Okay.
If
we or and a date too.
Sure, dinner.
Yeah.
Not pesos.
Hormel chili and Cheez-Its. That's actually pretty good.
So there's if you start dating after Christmas, so there's that say December 25th after New Year's.
Yeah.
It's called after New Year's and before Valentine's Day, no need for a gift. That fair?
Okay. You still go on a Valentine's date?
Yeah.
Okay.
You make her dinner. You take her to dinner. I'm a more make her dinner guy. Because I hate one.
Well, you got to get reservations like 3 weeks in advance.
This is what really ticks me off. So I actually did go down. Where were we? I did go down and try to get reservations like in Phoenix or some point where I'd taken a girl down, tried to get reservations for Valentine's Day, nothing was open except there's one steakhouse out in Glendale.
Wow.
So we drove out there and we were sitting there and with like four other couples. We're
was it in the Cardinal Stadium?
Pretty close. Out in the middle of nowhere. And we started asking them, like, hey, how'd you get reservations? They're like, yeah, this is the only place. We literally sat down at an 8-seat table with three other couples.
It was like a community table?
A community table. It was ridiculous. So I would say, again, Valentine, that's why I cook dinner for them.
That's good.
It's always a good idea. Integrate some roses or something in there, too.
Well, we talk about breakups and heartbreak. There's heartbreak in sports.
There is. I mean, there's Pete Rose. That was heartbreak to learn.
Charlie Hustle.
That he had been betting on his own team or betting on sports.
Yeah.
What else do we have in sports in terms of breakups? When you see
I got one for you.
Go.
2001, Oakland A's are playing the Yankees in the AL playoffs. The A's are up 2-0.
Billy Beane.
They're going to sweep or win in five, right?
Right.
But you know what happens in game three?
What?
The flip.
What's the flip?
The Derek Jeter run across the infield.
Oh, I do remember that.
Flip. Jeremy Giambi does not slide. He's out. Yankees win the next three.
And that happened on Valentine's Day.
No, that was just my...
That was your heartbreak?
That's just my heartbreak.
That's your personal heartbreak.
That's my personal heartbreak.
Mine would be when it looked like the Sonics, number one seed, going into playoffs. And that, I mean, I bet a lot of people that follow the Sonics still remember Mutombo clutching the ball under the hoop after the 8th seed Nuggets.
He was crying.
He was crying. And he was waving his finger at the entire, all of Seattle. That would be my biggest heartbreak moment in terms of sports. Do you have another one?
I got another one.
You got your heart broken multiple times.
Yeah. Okay. 2012. We're going football this time. 49ers are playing the Giants in the championship game.
NFC, AFC?
NFC.
Okay.
And Kyle Williams fumbled a couple times. It cost the Niners the win.
Wait, Kyle Williams?
Receiver.
Okay.
Played in the slot.
Okay. What year was this?
This was 2012. Alex Smith was quarterback.
Oh, wow.
And that's when they had, you know, Patrick Willis, Justin Smith. They had everyone. They were loaded.
Stacked, yeah.
And then the Giants went on to win the Super Bowl. And the Niners went downhill from there. Well, the Niners went to the Super Bowl the next year with Cap. And I got my heart broken again.
Jeez. I mean, it seems as any team that you do follow or root for won a championship? Or you're just a lovable loser.
I meant the Warriors. I did get my heart broke when they were up 3-1 to the Cavs and lost.
I think you need to just stop rooting for teams.
And your teams are doing better?
Yeah. I never
You move back to the city, they move out.
The expectations.
The Mariners go on a fire sale.
You have to understand, my expectations for my team are very low. Playoffs are wins for me. I think that does it. Are you done? Or do you want to give some more examples of heartbreak?
No, I'm still heartbroken.
Okay.
Oh, well, let's talk about some famous Valentine's Day
names
in sports.
Number one, Kevin Love.
Ooh. Number one, Bryce Love.
Ooh. Yes. Yes. Soon to be NFL running back Bryce Love. Denzel Valentine.
Ooh, for the Bulls. I like that. Ooh. One of the all-time greatest. Played at UOP. Played for the Clippers. Number one draft pick overall, Michael Olowokandi.
It's Olowokandi.
Olowokandi.
He was called the Candyman.
The Candyman.
The Candyman can. Who else do we have here?
Ooh, what about, what's his name on the Dodgers? Candy Maldonado.
I do remember him. Jose Valentin.
For the Mets, that's right, shortstop.
Let's see some of these that I'm getting through. Ooh, the white chocolate.
Williams. Jay Will. That's pretty good.
Why did he wear 55?
I don't know.
Any idea there?
No idea.
I think that wraps it up for our Valentine's Day podcast. So, some things to learn. If you're not dating, you need to get her a Christmas present. You don't need to get her a Valentine's Day present.
And if she objects, just say, please call Ben and Kyle. They explain the rules thoroughly and completely on the podcast.
If your date falls asleep on Valentine's Day, break up with her immediately. And
if you need to wake her up, just tell her Doogie Howser's at the party.
And if you're in Seattle on Valentine's Day and feel like you just want to get something out of you, head to Pesos. And if you can't get it out of you there, go to Ozzy's.
It's a sure thing.
Boom.
Boom.